beautiful Indian woman in a lab coat drew my blood. "How are you doing?" she asked. "Not well," I replied. "I just found out a moment ago that I have breast cancer." She looked at me and responded with a deep sincerity, "I will pray for you every day." Just a few years prior, I had taken care of my sister-in-law through her losing battle with cancer. I thought I had been given a death sentence. When my doctor gave me the news, I gasped, completely taken by surprise. He told me, "Just because you have cancer doesn't mean the sun won't rise tomorrow." It felt like he meant the world would go on without me. As my heart pounded and my mind raced, I saw the first drop of bright red blood. The sight of my own blood brought me comfort. I thought of how well my body had served me for almost 60 years. I had danced, traveled, and had babies. My drops of blood were a miracle. My only other wish in life was to live long enough to see a grandchild born, to know my blood would go on and flow through another being. I imagined the medical technician putting my drops of blood on slides, examining my blood through a microscope to read what was happening in my body, like a map with directions for my healing. 10 years have passed since the day of the news, the beginning of a woman's daily prayers and those first drops of my blood. There is no sign of cancer. I now have 5 grandchildren.